I'm a nut. I'm a nut. My life, I don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sore loose, and I ain't got sense. God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. Is it wetter underwater if you're there when it rains? Is it shorter to New York than it is by plane? Between myself and I wonder who's the dumber. Is it hotter down south than it is in the summer?
Thirty days have September, April, June, and no wonder. All the rest have peanut butter. All except my dear grandmother. She had a little red tricycle. I stole it. I am in love with my little red tricycle. It has pedals and a seat that has springs and wheels that have spokes that don't speak till they're spoken to. And a little...
Oh, Napoleon the 14th, I'm so sorry. You just got gonged. They just came to take your record away. What do you think about that?
You mangy mutt!
I'm so glad you're taking it like such a good sport. I am Ronnie Allen, and this is the second edition of Nutty But Nice. I thank you all for joining me. Do I have a show for you? Well, I sure hope so, otherwise the next hour's going to be pretty quiet. We got a couple of doggy records. We got a couple of doctor records. We got a couple of records related to liquor. And we got, well, a lot more stuff, including the record that noted chart compiler and music historian Joel Whitburn claims is the worst record in history, plus the notorious, infamous, scandalous Redback Spider song. Let's get serious right now. Not. If you live in a city that begins with the letter C, you better beware, because there might be some creatures in the plant or animal family that might want your city as a meal.
You better watch out for the eggplant that ate Chicago. For he may eat your city soon. You better watch out for the eggplant that ate Chicago. If he's still hungry,
it was just like sugar.
You better watch out for the eggplant that ate Chicago. For he may eat your city soon. You better watch out for the eggplant that ate Chicago. If he's still hungry, the whole country's doomed.
It was just like sugar.
You better watch out for the eggplant that ate Chicago. For he may eat your city soon.
Wackadoo, wackadoo, wackadoo.
You better watch out for the eggplant that ate Chicago.
the whole country is doomed. It's in trouble. If he's still hungry, the whole country is doomed.
I like movies that give me a fright. If the subject is horror, I've got to see more, or I won't be contented all night. You may call it my ghoulish obsession. It's a subject on which I get chatty. But the worst one, it seemed, haunting all of my dreams, was the cockroach that ate Cincinnati. And hobgoblins and witches, and some moth-eaten werewolves with fangs. There were creatures that chattered, and others that clattered, and Japanese monsters with fangs. Frankenstein gives me the shapes, and Dracula's driving me batty. But they're not on a par with the worst one by far, the cockroach that ate Cincinnati. Oh, he must have needed a seltzer. It's amazing how much he got down. For lunch, he just chewed up a suburb or two. And for dinner, he ate the whole town. Willard just sent me out laughing. I thought Ben looked a little bit ratty.
Watch, sorry about that.
But they're not half as bad as the worst scare I've had. The cockroach say Cincinnati. Oh, my heart nearly stopped. He will never be taught. The cockroach say Cincinnati. Olay!
Olay? That's dumb.
What you just heard were The Eggplant That Ate Chicago by Dr. West Medicine Show and Junk Band. And that was a group that was headed by Norman Greenbaum, who eventually had a huge hit called Spirit in the Sky. And that was followed by The Cockroach That Ate Cincinnati by a group called Rose and the Arrangement, who had formerly been called Possum. Well, there's a guy that I didn't play on last week's show, and I am going to play on this week's show. In fact, I have a vocal resume about this guy. He started out as merely a recording artist, and then he became something more.
Oh, this is a story about a guy named Alan. He lived in a sewer with his hamster pal, but the sanitation workers really didn't approve, so he packed up his accordion and had to move to a city in Ohio, where he lived in a tree, and he worked in a nasal decongestion factory, and he played on the company bowling team, and every single night he had a fringe recurring dream, where he was wearing lederhosen and a vat of sour cream. But that's really not important to the story.
Well, the very next year he met a dental hygienist with a special attitude on her arm, but he didn't even touch any lobster number. Then he got himself a job on a tater tot farm, and he spent his life saving on a split level can 20 miles below the surface of the earth. And he really makes the money by jelly bean and pickle sandwich for what it's worth.
One day Al was in the forest trying to get a tin, when he heard the torture screaming of a funny little man. He was caught in a bear trap and Al set him free, and the guy that he rescued was grateful as could be. And it turns out he's a big chef producer on TV, so he gives Al a contract, and what do you know, now he's got his very own weird Al.
And that was Weird Al Yankovic doing the theme song from his TV show, which appropriately enough was called The Weird Al Show. I'm Ronnie Allen, and you are listening to Nutty But Nice. Last week, I started preparing this show. I plan to include a recording by one of my favorite rock and roll groups of all time. Little did I know that this week would bring the sad news of the passing of one of its songwriters. Jerry Lieber of the legendary Lieber and Stoller writing team passed away at the age of 76. Stu Weiss is going to be doing a tribute to Jerry Lieber later on tonight. Meanwhile, we can all enjoy one of the great songs that he and Mike Stoller wrote. This one by the Coasters, it's called Along Came Jones.
I flopped down in my easy chair and turned on channel 2. A bad gunslinger called Salty Sam was a chasing post we flew. He trapped her in the old sawmill and fed with an evil laugh.
If you don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'll saw you all in half.
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he turned on the bus. So.
And then, and then.
And then a long day stone.
Talking Jones.
A long game, lonely, take it, Jones.
Commercial came on, so I got up to get myself a snack. You should have seen what was going on by the time that I got back. Down in the old abandoned mine, sweet Sue was a having fit. That villain said,
give me the deed to your ranch, I'll blow you all to bits.
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he lit the fuse to the dynamite.
And then, and then.
And then a long game, Jones. Coffin Jones. Slow walking Jones.
Slow talking Jones.
A long game, lonely, take it, Jones.
Don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'm gonna throw you on the railroad track.
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he threw on the railroad track.
And then
that train started coming.
And then, and then.
And then a long game, Jones. Coffin Jones. Slow walking Jones.
Talking Jones.
Along came lonely, thank you, Jones. Along came lonely, thank you, Jones.
And that was Along Came Jones by the Coasters. And right now, as promised earlier, here are the two doggy records.
Ladies and gentlemen, direct from Flea River Stadium in downtown Pittsburgh, Freddie the Flea singing his brand new smash hit.
Shall we walk or take a dog? Shall we walk or take a dog? Shall we walk or take a dog? Or maybe go by bus? Shall we walk or take a dog? Or maybe hitch a horse? Shall we walk or take a dog? Or maybe go by bus? Shall we scatter or take a cat? Shall we scatter or take a cat? Shall we scatter or take a cat? Or maybe some a rat? Shall we walk or take a dog? Shall we walk or take a dog today? Shall we flee or take a bee? Shall we flee or take a bee? Shall we flee or take a bee? Well, that's okay with me. Shall we shrug or take a bug? Shall we shrug or take a bug? Shall we shrug or take a bug? We can find one in a rut. Ooh-wee, I'm sick and tired of singing about dogs and cats and rats and things like that. I want to do something with a little more soul to it.
Freddie, what do you mean?
I want to get heavier. You know, Marvin Gaye, James Brown, The Temptations, Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra?
If I can't do Sinatra, then how about Led Zeppelin, Leon Russell, some Alice Cooper? I want to get into a heavier band, man.
But, Freddie, all your fans out there want to hear you sing your smash hit.
Well, they have all my sympathy.
You've just got to do it. You owe it to your public.
I'd rather be chained to a flea collar.
Okay, Freddie, if you don't care about your loyal fans, then think about me. When I found you, you were walking around on mongrels. Now it's nothing but the best. Pedigree poodles, Great Danes, and you owe it all to me.
The answer is no, man.
All right, Freddie, you're really bugging me now. If you don't sing that song, as your manager, I'll see that you don't get paid tonight.
Shall we walk or take a dog? Shall we walk or take a dog today? Forgive me, Marvin Gaye. Shall we walk or take a dog? Or maybe hit the hog? Shall we walk or take a dog? Or maybe go by frog? Shall we scatter or take a cat? Shall we scatter or take a cat? Shall we scatter or take a cat?
sang the song.
Shall we walk or take a dog? Shall we walk or take a dog? Shall we walk or take a dog? Or maybe hitch a haul today?
Ready? This is the last time I'm going to warn you.
Okay. Shall we walk or take a dog? Shall we walk or take a dog? Shall we walk or take a dog? Or maybe go by dog? Or maybe hitch a horse? Or maybe take a dog? Shall we flee or take a bee? Shall we flee or take a bee today? Oh, no. This song is driving me crazy. I can't stand it. Oh, no.
You just heard, assuming you really want to know, Freddy the Flea and Shall I Walk or Take a Dog, followed by She Loves You by the Beetle Barkers. I'm Ronnie, this is Nutty, that is Nutty but Nice, it is pretty nutty, and we're going to move now to something that's a little bit unusual. Actually, we're going to have a couple of records about doctors. This first one is by the wonderful comedy team of Mike Nichols and Elaine May. They were in the studio trying to come up with a comedy routine. Now, you know, when you develop a comedy routine, it's very serious business. And right now, we hear Mike Nichols and Elaine May at work during an actual recording session. And the first voice you hear is the recording engineer.
Can we do a doctor spot?
Oh, you can't do anything funny about doctors. Oh, I have fun. Ask me what I want to be. Oh, you have to be my mother.
What do you want to be?
No, don't start with it. Come in and have a little talk and everything.
Buddy.
Yes, Mom?
I've been thinking. You're getting older now. You're nearly a man. And you should start thinking about your future a little bit, you know. Now, I don't want to push you, but I wonder if you do ever think about it. You're a happy boy. Like, always smiling, always glad. And you're very much beloved in the neighborhood.
For God's sake. Mom, I have been giving it some thought. I know what I'd like to do with my life.
Oh, really?
It'll take some sacrifice on all our parts because I'll have to train for some years, but it'll be worth it. Mother, I want to be a registered nurse.
Oh, that's beautiful. All right.
What tack were you taking away?
No, I was just excited and joyous because I thought I wanted to be a doctor.
Let me come to you with it, and you'll be Jewish. Mom?
Yes, dear.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure.
Sit down. You know, we haven't given much thought to my college education and to what I'm finally going
to
be.
Well, you asked me not to push you, and I respect that.
And you and Pa have been very good about it, but I've been giving it a lot of thought.
Darling, whatever you decide, I know I had my own plans and hopes, but I know you're not a studier and you like sports. And if that makes you happy, then that's what I want you should do.
No, Mother, I you're wrong. I do want to study. That's why I want to talk to you. I want something now that'll take some education, but... It's something that I want.
Anything.
You and Pa are willing to make the sacrifices and send me to school.
Buddy, how could you ask that? We would do anything for you to be a professional.
Mother, I want very much to be a registered nurse. Stop laughing.
Say it again.
I've given a lot of thought, Mom, and I want very much to be a registered nurse.
Oh, you've gotten it out, though. Oh, buddy, my boy. Oh, you don't know what this means to me. You don't know what pride and joy it will give your father and me to be able to say, that's my son. The nurse.
Man. Woman. Birth. Death. Infinity.
The scene is an operating room. Assistant doctor, what have you just removed from that patient's stomach?
BP-109.
The operation's a success, doctor, but you've left your rubber gloves inside the patient. Ben Crazy. We've got to find Dr. Crazy. Here come some nurses. A nurse! 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 Where is Dr. Crazy? Better call Dr. Schmorba. He's in the laboratory. Dr. Schmorba! Dr. Schmorba! Who's in there?
That mule, old Rivers, and me.
Wait, here comes Dr. Crazy now.
Here comes that
black boy. Dr. Crazy, quick, we've run out of anesthetic. You'll have to tell the patient something. Dr. Schwarber, please. Who is going to perform this operation?
That mule, old Rivers, and me.
Well, we better get started without the anesthetic. How do you feel now?
It keeps right on a hurting.
There's only one person who can quiet the patient enough to perform this operation now. I, Dr. Hojo Kildare, will speak to the patient in the only language he understands.
Al di là della volta infinita.
Well, we better get started again. I think the patient is coming too. Well, Dr. Schmorba, now that the operation is a success, who is Dr. Kildare going to replace at this hospital?
That mule, old Rivers. And me.
What you just heard was Mike Nichols and Elaine May at work. That was from an LP called Mike Nichols and Elaine May Examine Doctors. And you might be able to get a copy of that on CD. I'm not sure. And right after that one, we heard Dickie Goodman and Ben Crazy. That's amazing. My doctor's name is Ben Crazy. Doing my best Casey Kasem now. Coming up next, I am going to play the worst record in the history of mankind, according to Joel Whitburn. But before that one, I'm simply going to play a record that's merely infamous and notorious and scandalous. Okay, this is Slim Newton with the orchestra conducted by his brother Fig, the Redback Spider Song.
There was a redback on the toilet seat when I was there last night. I didn't see him in the dark, but boy, I felt his bite. I jumped high up into the air, and when I hit the ground, that crafty redback spider wasn't nowhere to be found. I rushed into the missus, told her just where I'd been bit. She grabbed a cutthroat razor blade and I nearly took a fit. I said, just forget what's on your mind and call a doctor, please. 'Cause I've got a feeling that your cure is worse than the disease. There was a redback on the toilet seat when I was there last night. I didn't see him in the dark, but boy, I felt his bite. And now I'm here in hospital, a sad and sorry plight. And I cursed the redback spider on the toilet seat last night. I can't lay down, I can't sit up, and I don't know what to do. And all the nurses think it's funny, but that's not my point of view. I tell you it's embarrassing, and that's to say the least. But I'm too sick to eat a bite while that spider had a feast. And when I get back home again, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll make that redback suffer for the pain I'm going through. I've had so many needles that I'm looking like a sieve. And I promise you that spider hasn't very long to live. There was a redback on the toilet seat when I was there last night. I didn't see him in the dark, but boy, I felt his bite. But now I'm here in hospital, a sad and sorry plight. And I cursed the redback spider on the toilet seat last night.
My only closing comment about that record is, ouch. All right, here's what you've been waiting for. I interviewed legendary chart compiler and music historian Joel Whitburn, and I asked him this question. In your personal opinion, what's the worst record ever made?
That's pretty easy for me. It was a record I bought back in 1953. It had a picture sleeve. I think that's the reason I bought it. It was Wally Cox. Remember Mr. Peepers?
Oh, yes.
He did a song called "There Is a Tavern in the Town." Or at least he tried doing it.
Yeah.
It was so bad I had to put it in. I showed 1953 / worst record in history. Every other record has a peak position or something. That's the only one that says worst record in history.
Oh, there's a tavern in the town, in the town. And there my true love sits him down, and he drinks his wine as merry as can be, and never, 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 never thinks of me. Very, very well, for I must leave thee, do not let this parting grieve thee, for you know the bitty, 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 bitty bits of Christmas part. Adieu, convince, adieu, yes, adieu, I can no longer stay with you, so I shall hang my heart on a weeping willow tree, and may the world go well with thee, well with thee.
He left me for a damsel dark,
damsel dark,
each Friday night they
used to spark,
and now my love wants true to me, takes that dark damsel on his knee. Fare thee well, for I must leave thee, do not let the parting grieve thee, and remember that the best of friends must part. Adieu, kind friends, adieu.
Yes, adieu.
I can no longer stay with you. I'll hang my heart on a weeping willow tree, and may the world go well with thee.
Oh, dig my grave both wide and deep, put tombstones at my head and feet, and on my breast carve a turtle dove to signify I died of love.
Fare thee well,
for I must leave thee.
Do not let
this parting grieve thee.
And remember
that the very, 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 very best of friends pass far.
Adieu, kind friends, adieu,
yes, adieu.
I can no longer stay with you, so I shall
hang my heart on a weeping willow tree. And may the world go well with thee. And may the world go well with thee,
Hey, Jack's Liquor Store.
Hey, Jack's Liquor Store?
That's right, pal.
You guys deliver?
We deliver.
You got any tequila?
We have tequila.
You got any quartz?
Quartz. We have quartz.
I don't want any quartz.
All right. How much do you want?
Fifths.
You want fifths. All right.
Four fifths
tequila?
Four fifths tequila?
Yeah.
What do we got so far?
We got 4/5 tequila.
Better make that 5.
5/5 tequila.
5/5 tequila.
Got that.
You got scotch?
We have scotch.
Are you going to make
it? I think I'm ready.
Four. 4/5 of scotch.
Hello.
So is this a Ajax Liquor Store?
That's right, pal.
You listening to Yellow Pages?
Yes, we are listening to Yellow Pages.
How come you're listening to taxidermy?
That's impossible.
Well, I'm sorry. It was what?
It's impossible.
Oh, I must have a couple of pages missing in my phone book. What do we got so far?
5/5 tequila, 5/5 of scotch.
You got any beer?
We have beer.
All right, okay.
We have 16-ounce cans and 12-ounce cans.
Okay.
Well, how much do you want?
Just two cases.
Two cases. All right, I've got that down. All right.
Don't send any vermouth.
All right, I won't send any vermouth.
That makes my wife sick. She's out of town, but I do it just in her memory.
All right, okay. We have 5/5 tequila, 5/5 of scotch, 2 cases of beer, 1 case of 16-ounce can.
Just bring it right on up then, huh?
All right, where do you want me to deliver it?
Up in my house.
Where do you live?
Up on the north side.
On the north side?
Yeah.
Whereabouts on the north side?
Up there by the Japanese amusement park.
The Japanese amusement park. Right?
Bambi the deer plays there.
Is that right?
Where Bambi goes, nothing grows.
Right.
You still there?
I'm here. All right, don't you have any address, any numbers or anything like that?
I'm sorry. Let's see.
All right.
Five.
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 Two?
Two.
Well, that's not my address. That's my order.
That's the order. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'll turn a big red light on. You can't miss it.
Red light on. Okay.
There's a big statue of a brindle great Dane dog out front.
He's not going to bite, is he?
No, he's just a statue.
Just a statue. Okay. We got 5/5 tequila, 5/5 of scotch, 2 cases of beer, 1 case of 16-ounce can.
No vermouth.
No vermouth. I wouldn't send vermouth. And 1 case of... That's quite an order. Are you having a party?
Huh?
Are you having a party?
No. I'm just trying to work up the nerve to go to confession.
Those were our two liquor-related records. The first one by Wally Cox. There is a tavern in the town, according to Joel Whitburn. That's the worst ever. And what that means is every other record ever made in history is better than that one. Well, that's Joel's opinion. Following that one, we had the wonderful comedy team of Hudson and Landry. Their record was called Ajax Liquor Store. You are listening to Nutty But Nice on Oldies Your Way Radio. Well, look who's here in the studio. The star of stage, screen, and unofficial but entertaining Peter Vacation shows on this radio station, Oldies Your Way. Peter, would you like to say hello to your many fans out there?
Hello to your many fans out there.
Peter, you're a great guy, and I love your tin suit that you're wearing right now, but to tell you the truth, you sometimes take me just a little bit too literally.
Ronnie, can I ask a favor?
Yes, Peter. What do you have in mind?
Could you play a nutty song for me?
I'm sure I can. Anything in particular that you'd like to hear?
One that has Peter in the title.
Off the top of my head, I can't think of one, but I'll try to come up with something, okay? Just give me a few moments, all right?
Thanks.
You're welcome, Peter. You know, occasionally on this show, we play a record by a recording artist that you don't normally associate with Nutty Records. Case in point, a country singer that many of you may be familiar with by the name of Win Stewart. He's best known for a number one country hit called It's Such a Pretty World Today. But when he wanted to be nutty, he could be nutty, as evidenced by this recording.
Son, you're looking at a worldwide traveling man. I can speak fluently the native tongue of every land. And when I'm south of the border and I want to place an order, the waitress knows right away that she's speaking to a traveling man when she hears me say,
Ole señorita, bula bula and chove da vonga. She bongs a jove, marks next tally ho cookamonga. See, see, get she gummy, sha sha, sake ho in lasagna. A kayak, home a stock, gringo, no wanna, wee, but wanna. Now, son of romance, the senoritas of France and the frawlings of old Hong Kong. And in old Mexico, the mademoiselles all go crazy when I come along. And it's the same as Spain, the geisha girls can't refrain from this game this world traveler plays. Cause in Spanish so fine, I warp their minds with the words I say. Ole, senorita, bula bula, and chove ta vanga. Itchy bantajo remarks, next tally ho cucamonga. A sissy gitchy gumi ja ja sakio in lasagna. A kayak home a stock gringo no wanna wee wee but wanna. A kayak home a stock gringo no wanna wee wee but wanna.
Well, at least I recognize the word lasagna.
I was taking a bath, all about a Saturday night, yeah, rubby-dub-dub, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was all right. Well, I stepped out of the tub and put my feet on the floor, I wrapped a towel around me and I opened the door, and then a splishy-splash, I jumped back in the bath. How was I to know there was a party going on? There was a splishing and a splashing, moving and a grooving, rocking and a rolling, splishing and a splashing. Yes! They were doing something else too, but I can't say, you know what I mean? But I tell you, there was a rocking and a reeling, moving with the feeling, they were a splishy splash. bada bing, bada bang, I saw the whole gang. The dance was catered by the deli next door, yes. Bada beep, bada bop, but they were making such a slop, spilling drinks and dropping crumbs on the floor. There was a cup of coal and a whole cup of cell, a hot garlic salami that's gonna make you smell. Then a splishy splash, I forgot about it, the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on, yeah. I did the dance to call of the pony, eating pepperoni. I did the tarantella, jumping mortadella. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's so nice, yes. I tell you, I was a schaff in the Clem's Casino, spilling all my vino, yeah, splishy splash. Well, all the good things have to come to an end. Since this wasn't such a good thing, it lasted until 4 a.m., you know what I mean? Then my cousin Nunzi said, who's it gonna pay for all this food? I said, just forget about it, I'll pay. He said, oh, yeah? I said, where's your wallet? I said, in my pocket. He said, hey, where's your pocket? I said, hey, it's in my pants. He said, hey, where's your pants? I said, good golly, Mr. Marley, I left my pants in the bedroom. I was just to wearing my dancing shoes and a biggest smile. Now I know why that nice-looking girl said, you reminded me of that Jerry Lee Lewis song. I said to myself, oh, goodness gracious, great. I must make her feel breathless.
Well, the guy that made the record you just heard didn't exactly clean up with it, but nonetheless, I thought it was a great deal of fun. Before I tell you a little bit more about him, I want to acknowledge that we played Win Stewart, Worldwide Traveling Man. And after that, we heard Weird Al Yankovic doing an encore performance today, his parody of La Bamba. He called it Lasagna. And the one you just heard was called Splishy Splash. And I got an email from the artist, whose name is Mark Russo, and he wrote, Ronnie, for about 10 years down here, I used to do a call-in shtick with WGTO, now defunct, oldies DJ, Uncle Russi, parentheses, Russ Ross. I had an alter ego, Tony Pasquale. I would write silly parodies and either call in or do it at the station. Splishy Splash was done at the station when Tony Torre, that's right, our own Tony Torre of Oldies Your Way, was singing with the Dukes of Harmony. They backed me up on air, not on this recording. And he signs it, Mark Russo, formerly of Nick and the Knacks, Classmen, Bobby Penn's Enchanters, WBAB, and WNYG, Penmark Commercial Productions. And thank you so very much, Mark, for sending us that entertaining record. Next up, we have the Big Bopper singing about a couple of nutty creatures.
While walking through the woods and not far from town, I got real shook, I heard the strangest sound. I saw the purple people eater and to my surprise, the witch doctor sitting by his side. The witch doctor had a little guitar in his hand, and they were popping and rocking with a two-piece band. Purple was a-blowing like a people eater should. Witch doctor picked like Johnny B. Good. They went a... I got trouble, that's what he said. Girls keep a laughing about the horn in my head. The witch doctor smiled and I heard him say, yeah, man, you're ugly, but you sure can play. There in the moonlight it seemed so strange, as they blowed a course of home on a rail. They were coming on strong like rock and roll stars. Played the sweetest music of the side of Mars. They went up. Cats from outer space were giving it all, and I could tell the way they rocked that they were having a ball. They were coming on strong, I was clapping my hands, stopping long enough to say,
hey, big man.
So at twilight time, when the sun goes down, back in the woods on the edge of town, people all together from a miles around, they hear Doc and Old Purple play the crazy sound. They go,
slowing that last portion down to half speed, you get...
And you're 6666!
And now we get to the serious business of fulfilling Peter Vacation's request. This one, Peter, is for you, and I did find one with your name in the title. I hope you enjoy it.
Here we go again. I was lying on my back porch, just to get in some sun. Had my hair done up in pigtails, had my swimming suit on. I was just about asleep when there came a shadow over me. I opened up my eyes to peek, and what did I see? There was a man, what a man, looking down over me. Tall, dark, and handsome, 6'3". There was a look in his eye that was telling me he knew there was something that he wanted to see. He said, "Hi, my name's Peter, and I'm here to read your meter. I'd like to see your kilowatts. Could you take me to your box?" I didn't have the slightest notion where that box could be, but I said to Peter, "Won't you follow me?" We went upstairs, downstairs, inside and out. I just loved having Peter follow me about. He said, "Hey, what's with you, Fox? Can't you take me to your box? I came here to see your meter. They call me Peter, the meter reader." By the time he found my meter, it was 4:15. And he said to watch my heater as he was walking through my door. Every single kilowatt was looking just fine, and he'd be coming back to see them in another month's time. So now I'm waiting, yes, I'm waiting so patiently to have my sweet, sweet Peter read my meter for me. But maybe I should tell you so you'll understand that Peter used to be my telephone man. Singing, "Hey, lolly, lolly, hey, lolly, lolly, hey, lolly, lolly, get it any way you can." Oh, I've never done anything like this before.
Peter Vacation, the meter reader. Actually, not really. It's just Peter, the meter reader. That was Mary Wilson, the lady best known for a novelty hit in the same vein called Telephone Man. We are winding down this edition of Nutty But Nice. And right now, we got a record about a hero, and then a record about a zero.
You can hear the hoofbeats pound as they raced across the ground, and the clatter of the wheels as they spun round and round. And he galloped into Market Street, his badge upon his chest. His name was Ernie, and he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie loved a widow, a lady known as Sue. She lived all alone in Lily Lane at number 22. They said she was too good for him. She was haughty, proud and chic. But Ernie got his cocoa there 3 times every week. They called him Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. She said she'd like to bathe in milk. He said, "All right, sweetheart." And when he finished work one night, he loaded up the cart. He said, "You want it pasteurized, because pasteurized is best." She says, "Ernie, I'll be happy if it comes up to me chest." That tickled old Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie had a rival, an evil-looking man, called Two-Ton Ted from Teddington, and he drove the baker's van. He tempted her with his treacle tarts and his tasty oatmeal bread, and when she seen the size of his hot meat pies, it very near turned her head. She nearly swooned at his macaroon, and he said, "Now if you treat me right, you'll have hot rolls every morning and crumpets every night." He knew once she sampled his layer cake, he'd have his wicked way. And all Ernie had to offer was a pint of milk a day. Poor Ernie!
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. One lunchtime Kate saw Ernie's awesome car outside her door. He drove him mad to find it was still there at 4:30. And as he leapt down from his van, off blood to his veins in course, and he went across to Ernie's car, and he didn't off kick his horse, whose name was Trigger. And he pulled the fastest milk car in the West. Now Ernie rushed out into the street, his gold top in his hand. He said, if you want to marry Susie, you fight for her like a man. Oh, why don't we play cards for her, he sneeringly replied. And just to make it interesting, we'll have a shilling on the side. Now Ernie dragged him from his van, and beneath the blazing sun, they stood there face to face, and Kate went for his bun. But Ernie was too quick, things didn't go the way Kate planned, and a strawberry-flavoured yoghurt sent it spinning from his hand. Now Susie ran between them and tried to keep them apart. And Ernie pushed her aside and a rock cake caught him underneath his heart. And he looked up in pain surprise and the concrete hardened crust of a stale-cooked pie caught him in the eye and Ernie bit the dust. Poor Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Ernie was only 52. He didn't want to die. And now he's gone to make deliveries in that milk round in the sky, where the customers are angels and ferocious dogs are banned, and the milkman's life is full of fun in that fairy dairy land. But a woman's needs are manifold, and Sue, she married Ted. But strange things happened on their wedding night as they lay in their bed. Was that the trees a-rustling, or the hinges of the gate? Or Ernie's ghostly gold tops are rattling in their crate. They won't forget Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk car in the West.
The Ballad of Irving.
He was short and fat and rode out of the West with a Mogan David on his silver vest. He was mean and nasty right clear through, which was kind of weird because he was yellow too. They called him Irving. Big Irving. Big Short Irving. Big Short Fat Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. He came from the old bar mitzvah spread with a 10-gallon yarmulke on his head. He always followed his mother's wishes. Even on the range, he used two sets of dishes. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Sissy Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Irving. 141 could draw faster than he, but Irving was looking for 143. Walked in a salt saloon like a man insane and ordered 3 fingers of 2 cents plain. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Sport Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. One day, Bad Max happened into town. His aim was to shoot Fat Irving down. Bad Max said, draw and draw right now. And Irving drew a picture of a cow. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Gunfighter Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. The James boys was coming on a train at first sun, and the town said, Irving, we need your gun. When that train pulled in at the break of dawn, Irving's gun was there, but Irving was gone. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Help Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Well, finally, Irving got 3 slugs in the belly. It was right outside the Frontier Deli. He was sitting there, twirling his gun around, and Butterfingers Irving gunned himself down. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Dum Dum Irving. Big Dum Dum Dead Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West.
Our hero was Ernie, the fastest milkman in the West, the song sung by Benny Hill. And our zero was Irving, the 142nd fastest gun in the West. That one was sung by Frank Gallup. We have one more recording. It's by a guy who wrote one of the songs that you heard on our debut show. I'm talking about Lord Mr. Ford. Jerry Reed sang it last week. The guy that wrote it was Dick Feller, and I promised that I'd play a Dick Feller record on this show. And I think we should all always try to make the best of a bad situation.
Now I know a man, he's a hard-working man. He gets up real early and he goes downtown. About 15 minutes after he's been gone, there's a big milk truck pulls up on the lawn. That milk man rushes up to the door where that man's wife's waiting in a kimono, and she plants a big old kiss on his cheek, and they go inside. And that truck never moves for an hour or two. Well, it's none of my business. One day I called him aside and told him what was going on while he was gone. He said, well, I guess that's so, but do you know we're never out of milk or cottage cheese or yogurt, ice cream, or none of them other cowy things. I guess he's making the best of a bad situation. Don't want to make waves, can't you see? He's just making the best of a bad situation. Reckon I'd do the same if it was me. Now I know a man, he's educated man, he's alligator wrestler, he jumps right in there and grabs them long green boogers. Well, whatever you grab them long green boogers by, well, one day he's got a full Nelson on this big alligator when this other alligator speaks up and bites his right ear, bum off. Didn't bat an eye, just crawled off in the shade and went to sleep. The alligator, not the man, well, it's none of my business. One day I said, well, it's sure too bad about that little accident that you had, because now your hat's going to fall down over your eyes. You can't ever be a gypsy because you don't have no place to wear a gold earring. He just looked me right straight in the eye and said, huh? I guess he's making the best of a bad situation. Don't want to make waves, can't you see? He's just making the best of a bad situation. I reckon I'd do the same if it was me. Now I know, lady, she's a mighty fine lady, got a heart of gold, she wouldn't harm a fly, she's just trying to get by and keep her house in order. But you know that her husband, he works so hard that he come unglued, he come unwrapped, he's a snap, he thinks he's a chicken. That's right, one of them cackling Colonel Sanders types, roosts in the bush by the side of the house. Well, it's none of my business. One day I said, have you ever thought about finding him a doctor that could make him well? And she said, well, I have now and then, but then again, he don't eat much, just chicken feed and all that pecking in the ground don't hurt nothing. Heaven knows we can use the eggs. I guess she's making the best of a bad situation. Don't want to make waves, can't you see? She's just making the best of a bad situation. Reckon I'd do the same if it was me. We're all just making the best of a bad situation. We're all in this together, you and me.
Well, we're out of time right now. If there's some nutty records that you would like to hear on future shows, let me know what they are. Please email me at ronnieoldiesguy@aol.com. You have a very nice weekend. Thank you so much for joining me, and I want to leave you with these words of wisdom. Where there's a will, there's a relative.
Say goodnight, Ronnie.
Good night, Ronnie.
I'm a nut. I'm a nut. My life, I don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense. God gave a goose, Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut.
That's all, folks.